Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you.
Fantastic. So, ano muna tayo? Greet muna tayo sa mga friends natin sa life insurance industry, ang pinakamamahal nating industriya. Hello, right. Fantastic people! And game na tayo, Coach, no? Our topic today is really very Filipino in terms of, ano, we're gonna talk about some, you know, culture, mindset, di ba? Money habits, no, Coach? Kasi ang topic natin today, ano nga ba? Bakit nga ba, ano bang pumipigil sa Pinoy para makapag-invest sila? Ibig sabihin, don't Filipinos or Pinoys invest, di ba? At least majority of the Filipinos, very, very small percentage pa rin, Coach, ang ano, very open sa investment. Diba? We want to dig deep. Ano ba yung mga paniniwala? Ano ba yung mindset nila? Ano ba yung cultural thinking ng mga Pinoys? Bakit medyo nahuhuli tayo? Compare dun sa ibang countries, no? Or ibang na they're really open in ano, in investing, tama?
Correct. So, unlock natin that, yan.
Yeah. Remember, financial advisors, when we understand ano yung pinagdadaan or saan nanggagaling ang Pinoy, bakit ba ito yung mindset nila, it's gonna be a lot easier for you to turn that around and correct, help your clients. Because at the end of the day, pag hindi natin influence yung kliyente natin to invest for their future, hindi talaga natin sila natulungan. Tama ba, coaches?
That's no? Right, Coach Ron. So,
very, that's very right. Important.
And yan, so, very basic, Coach Jeff, no? Tama yung sinabi ni Coach Ron on that one. Yung bang, minsan kasi sabi natin, naiiya kasi ako eh. Baka sabi niya, binibentahan ko. Yan. Okay.
Tama.
In fact, ano, from what I've heard, yung, alam mo yung sa stock market natin, di ba?
That's Coach Jeff.
When it comes to investors dun sa stock market, sa Philippine Stock Exchange, majority of them, puro foreigners.
Yeah. Wow.
Just imagine that. Yeah. More, ano, mas maraming mga foreigners ang nag-i-invest sa Philippine stock market compared sa mga Filipinos.
Filipinos,
kung
yeah.
Mapapansin mo.
Oo nga eh.
Sarili nating market, but, yeah, you know, mas marami ang nag-i-invest na mga foreigners kaysa sa mga Filipinos. Ibig sabihin, we still have a lot of, you know, things to do as financial advisors to educate a lot more Filipinos when it comes to different investment vehicles.
Yun, that's right. That's right.
Mga nagte-take advantage ngayon, mga foreigners. Di ba? So, yun, yeah, yun yung ano, it's a major concern. Pero compared 10 years ago, mas ano, mas umangat naman kahit papano. Mm-hmm. Mas marami ng mga naging aware compared 10 years ago. But, it, you know, we still have a lot of things to do kasi dapat nga majority ng mga Filipinos na nag-invest sa stock market, dapat Pinoy. Pero hindi.
Bakit kaya, no? I mean, siguro, tama, no? Since we're talking about why don't Pinoys invest, no? And it's really an exciting topic, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff. Kasi kahit ako, I have to admit, before I learn about insurance, medyo may edad na tayo. I mean, ako pala. I'm speaking for myself. And I realize the root cause is knowledge. Kasi walang nagturo sa akin. Okay. But anyway, sige, let's expound that further. Yeah, back to you, Coach Ron.
Sige, game na tayo. Let me start off with one very common. This is based on the experience that I have as a financial, you know, financial coach.
Apo.
I've been in the business for what, more than 20 years.
Wow.
And I have spoken to a lot of OFWs. And most ano, Filipinos kasi coaches is number one reason why Pinoys don't invest, no? Is number one is yung mindset.
Yung mindset
na, okay, diba? Let's dig deep dun sa mindset. Specifically, yung mindset na nandyan naman yung anak ko pag nag-retire ako. Or ano ba yun, tipo, nandun yung mindset na pinag-aaral ko siya, pinag-aaral ko to, oy, mag-nurse kayo, oy, mag-ano, para paglaki. Oo. Pag maglaki nyo, ikaw yung bahala dun sa bunso nyong kapatid. Tama ba? O, di ba? Parang marinig mo yan, investment ko yung mga yan, mga anak ko.
Ayun.
Pag, pag, ano, pag, pagtanda ko, sila yung magpo-provide. Di ba? How, ayun, what do you think of those, Coach?
Pag, pagdating sa mindset din ng mga anak, di ba? Ang mindset rin nila, ganun din. Nay, ako nang bahala sa'yo pag ano. Pagdating ng panahon, ako nang bahala. You know, you don't need to worry. I'm working hard. Papasalamat ako sa'yo. Ako nang bahala. So, pero, pero
there's this gratitude.
Mo, yeah,
gratitude kasi yun, Coach.
Pero pagdating sa actual, doon na nangyayari na gipitan na.
Ayun.
Doon na nangyayari na, Kuya, sabi, isang taon ko nang sinusuportan si nanay.
Nanay.
Ano naman yung taon na to? Yeah. Napapasahan na. And that happens.
That's right. Yeah,
we,
that's right.
We receive a lot of feedback from clients, from friends, na hindi biro na magsuporta ng dalawa, na meron kang sariling family, but you also need to support yung ano, yung parents mo, or even your brother, your sister. Ang masaklap pa dyan, pag hindi naiintindihan ng asawa mo, that you have to support.
Iyon ang
Yun ang magiging ano, no, cultural. And ma-cultural yung tinatawag nating sandwich generation. Yung tinuturo natin sa, ano, no, sa MCB. And speaking of sandwich generation, kasi parang na-ingrain na sa kultura ng Pilipino, no? Because in other countries naman, like for instance, sa amin sa Melbourne, yan. Claim ko na, no? Hindi naman uso ganyan, eh. Diba? Bahala ka sa buhay mo. Kaya nga doon, diba?
18 pa lang.
Hit na hit nga doon na pagtungtong ng 18, makita mo talagang umaalis na ng bahay, kumukuha ng sariling unit. Yeah. Yung mga matatanda naman, ano sila, home for the aged. Malaki, actually, malaking business siya sa, ano, eh, sa Melbourne. Yung mga ganon. Tinanong ko nga yung mga tita ko, sabi ng tita ko, kami rito, nag-iipon kami kasi pag tungtong ng mga anak namin na 18, hindi na namin sila pwedeng asahan.
Right.
Unlike sa Philippines, di ba? Na ang insurance mo, yung mga anak mo. Dito, hindi. Sabi niya, ano, say, it's a different culture. Yan.
Right. So, and I think yung majority ng mga ganyang mindset is, for example, yung mga, napansin mo yung mga, pag ano, pag middle class ka, nandun yung parang ano eh, comfortable yung mga anak. Yan yung mga pagdating ng 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 30, maybe even 40 years old, you know.
Yeah. Nandito pa rin sa bahay.
Oh yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Nandito pa rin sila sa bahay.
Oo. Oh,
oh. Hindi, hindi pa naman ako, wala pa naman ako asawa, mga ganoon, etc., yeah, etc. Et kasi nagkaroon ng comfortable ano, ng ano, mindset, 'di ba?
Mindset, the
whole sense of security. Yung mga bumubukod, yan yung mga nasa ano, mga simpleng mamamayan na tinatawag natin. Yeah. Hindi sila middle class, simpleng mamamayan. The reason why bumubukod sila because they have to work na mas malayo dun sa kanilang bahay.
Yeah. Oo. Yung, yan yung mga nag-bed space.
Bed yan yung mga
nag-bed na apartment.
Oo.
Mga rooms for rent. Yan.
Maging independent. Pero right, nandun pa rin yung mindset, tama si Coach Ron, nandun pa rin yung mindset na, hey, by the time I get old, you know, my children will take care of me. But we've witnessed a lot of things, especially from friends, even relatives, na pagtanda, yun nga, number one, either nagiging burden. Number two, hindi talaga naalagaan.
Oo.
Yung mga needs, hindi talaga naalagaan. And nagiging baliktad na. Sila na ang pinapagalitan natin.
Nako.
Yeah. Oo nga. Dating tayong pinapagalitan, sila na ang pinapagalitan natin.
Yes, oo. Ano yan, ano? So, Coach Ron, no? Coach Jeff. Mm-hmm. So, number one, it's the mindset. But yeah, more equally important, or it's, I think it's because of the culture nating Pilipino, eh, no? Yung, yung so-called guys na utang na loob. Yeah, no? Yeah. Na, kaya hindi ako nag-i-invest kasi nandiyan naman yung mga anak ko. Kaya hindi ako nag-i-invest kasi nandiyan naman yung family ko. Yeah. No? So, sila ang balang mag-asikaso sa akin kasi pinagkagastusan ko sila. Yeah. But on a personal note, Coach Ron, what's your take on that? I mean, tayo po as financial advisors and also as investors, what's your personal take on that?
Yeah. Kasi Coach, ano eh, you have to draw the line between utang na loob or gratitude, di ba? Debt of gratitude, tawag doon in English. And what you call being responsible.
Yun.
Tama ba?
Like that. I like that.
You know, sabihin na natin ganito eh. Hindi responsable ng magulang responsibility talaga ng magulang natin na pag-aralin tayo.
Correct.
Like whether that you like it or they like it or not.
Whether you like it or you like it.
Yeah, that's part of their responsibility. There's no we can always say, "Ma, thank you for giving me education," pero it's really your job as correct. A parent to bring me, di ba, to give me the best education I can. Ano, siguro, yung gratitude natin, depende na lang yan. Siguro kung saan school ka din nala, tama ba?
That's right.
Kung dinala ka talaga sa magandang school, eh paano kung hindi? Or paano kung inano ka lang? Sige, diyan ka na lang kasi bulakbol ka lang naman, di ba?
Ayaw mo naman na mag-aaral. Diyan ka na lang.
Ayaw naman talaga mag-aaral, yeah. Tama? So again, it's really ano eh. Meron doon yung... Kasi again, let's go back to dun sa ano, dun sa mga OFWs.
OFWs. Diba? Sige, Coach Rod.
Diba? Nagsasakribisyo sila dun, papadala silang pera. Tapos, halos lahat ng kapatid ng mga kamag-anak, hindi nagtatrabaho. Biro mo yung sweldo na 100,000, pinaghati-hatian sa what, ilang pamilya.
At ilang kulang pa.
Ilang sinusuportahan mo nun.
At masakit dun, Coach Rod, Coach Jeff, parang kulang pa. At pag kulang pa, na-experience nyo ba na parang ikaw pa yung masama? Diba?
Yan, oo.
Oh, naku, Diyos ko.
Pag-isipin mo, Coach, paano magkukulang? Eh, dati nga, wala, hindi naman nagkukulang.
Oo nga.
Meron akong kaibigan, diba? Ano, Coach Ron, sa Professor Sai. Nagpapadala siya ng pera sa magulang niya. Work siya abroad. Nagpapadala siya ng pera sa magulang niya. Nagagalit pa yung ano,
magulang?
Yung magulang dahil bakit ito yung pinapadala mo.
Naku, ganun ba yun?
Hirap na talaga siya na, ano, na, di ba nila naiintindihan na ang hirap na nga ng trabaho ko dito? Nag-aansya ko lang ang meron ako. Nagpapadala ako. Pero sila pa ang galit. Talaga umiyak talaga siya. Hindi niya maintindihan. But you know, wala rin siyang choice eh. Kailangan right. niyang supportan. There's no choice.
Right. Okay, that's very unfair. Pero it's a fact of life that we have to deal with. Pero you know what, coaches? Ano eh, no? I believe that we can make a change in this generation. Eh.
That's right.
Diba? That's part of our job as financial advisors.
And just Coach, imagine, Coach diba? Ron, maganda yung sinabi mo kanina. We have to start drawing the line. Ano ba yung pagiging responsible, diba, sa pagiging ano, tinotolerate na lang natin eh, diba? Ano yun eh? You have to start drawing the line eh. Because I remember when I was in college, right after college, nakapag-work ako noon. Napansin ko yan, tama yung sinabi ni Coach Jeff. Lahat ng kamag-anak namin nakatira sa bahay ng lola ko. So, they're so comfortable because the house is so big. The property is really so big na lahat nandun. Kuryente, tubig, everything is being paid for by my lola. Because she has a small business eh. Baga, hindi mo problema eh. Then I realized, sabi ko, hindi pwedeng ganito. Kasi, paano ka naman matututo? I mean, on a personal note. So, right. You know guys, kwento ko lang ito mabilis. I asked my nanay, sabi ko, Nay, pwede mo bang kumuha ko ng sarili kong apartment? Yan. Alam mo, reaction ng nanay ko. Sabi, bakit nalilitan ka ba sa kwarto mo? Palakihan ko yung kwarto mo, gusto mo ba? Then I realized, sabi ko, kaya talagang hindi matututo yung mga kamag-anak ko. Kasi nagsisimula rin sa, tinotolerate din eh. I, for the lack of better word, no? Then I said, hindi naman po, kasi gusto ko pong matuto. Hindi ko kinausap ng nanay ko for almost 1 week. Pero ako pa rin ang nasunod.
Nagtatampo.
Alam mo yun.
She took it personal, yan. Pero hindi niya kita yung intention mo.
So alam mo, nagtatampo yung nanay ko kasi di ako pinapansin, di ako halos kinakausap. Pag umaga, pag nagpapaalam ako, dati, paghahalik ako sa kanya, embrace pa niya. Talagang walang ganun. Pero nevertheless, talagang sinunod ko pa rin yung gusto ko. Kumuha pa rin ako ng apartment. Ako pa rin talaga yung nasunod. Yun nga lang, sa likod lang ng bahay namin. Hindi talaga ako lumayo. Diba? Kasabi ng nanay ko.
Masumawin na pa rin, Professor.
Kaya tuwing umaga, nandun pa rin yung nanay ko sa bahay ko.
Oh, yan. Diba? Kasi yan, Prof, sa Pinoy, kasi yung isa kayong compound.
Oo.
Yes,
sabi ko.
Diba? Pero ganito guys, ha? People who are listening and watching right now dito sa show natin and breadwinner ka.
And kumikilala silang breadwinner, Coach.
At kumikilala kayong breadwinner. Guys, kailangan nyo lang tanggapin. Wala kayong choice dito. Kailangan nyo suportahan. Ang kailangan mong gawin, hindi mapunta dun sa next generation. You have to cut it. Right? Otherwise, matatransfer yan. Very fortunate yung ibang mga Filipinos na hindi ka required na suportahan yung parents or even mga kapatid mo. You guys are very fortunate. Pero meron ding danger dun. Because of the mindset na comfortable ka, you don't need to support your family, yung nanay, tatay mo, there's also a danger na pagdating ng panahon baka ikaw naman ang susuportahan dahil masyadong comfortable.
Oo, that's the word, Coach right. Jeff. Ganun na nangyari sa family namin. I mean, I have to disclose it. Kaya sabi ko, on a personal note, talagang kahit nagtampo yung nanay ko sa akin, talagang I have to do it. Kasi sabi ko, if this is not going to happen, it's not going to stop. Diba? Yeah. Yung bang, in short, parang magiging complacent ka na lang kasi wala kang binabayaran, wala kang responsibility. Pera mo lang, diba? But sabi ko, there's something wrong. Yeah. So, what do you think about that, Coach Ron? I mean, tayo as financial advisor, how can we actually improve that one?
Yep. Again, wala na tayong magagawa dun sa mga noong generation natin eh. Tama. Pero again, tama si Coach Jeff. I mean, it has to start sa atin. Mm. Diba? Ako, my mom would make lambing. Diba? Tapos sabihin ko ng lambing. Maglalambing yan ng, he's with my old man. Maglalambing yan ng, alam mo na, kung ano-ano. Diba? Yep. Pag alam ko kakabigay ko lang, tama ba? Hindi ko talaga papansinin. No. Pero,
ignore it. Talaga, ignore ABC it. Way ignore pa rin. It. Ignore it. I like
pero,
it, Coach Ron.
Pero babawi ako. Yeah, kasi syempre, bawi ako, di ba? Pag pumunta ako doon, I have food, merong ano. Pero yung monetary, I mean, I know they can take care of themselves. Minsan lang kasi, Prof, say, ito yung minsan, ako kung nangyari sa iba, no? Nangyari na ba sa inyo yung mangingi yung parents mo para ibigay doon sa ibang kamag-anak mo?
Ayun, nako.
Yan, parang ganon. So, ayun, yun yung iniiwasan ko. Yun ang iniiwasan ko. Which is, coach, no? Moving tayo doon sa second na mindset na I think to break.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll agree with me and with all the listeners that we have. Yung mindset na YOLO.
YOLO. Oh, YOLO na yan, Coach Ron?
Kasi Coach, kanina, yun yung mindset ng mga sinaunahan natin eh. Yung sandwich generation, di ba? Ano naman, alagaan ako ng anak ko, etc. Ito naman, ito yung mindset ng meron tayo sa henerasyon natin. Yung tipong, hindi ako mag-iipon kasi gusto kong enjoy yung ipon ko.
Yun.
Ba't ako mag-iipon? Pwede ko naman gusto kasi enjoy eh. Kasi you only live once.
Oh. Parang ang mindset na, kailan ko pa i-enjoy yan?
Oo. Oh, kailan hindi ko na pa ako, pwede naman enjoy. Ngayon. Oo. Oh, yan, tama ba?
YOLO. No?
That's right.
That is, for me, that is medyo lack of an yun, coach eh. What you call yung delayed gratification. Diba, hindi na pa-practice doon.
Yeah.
Tama ba? So that's one of the values that we have to teach our kids na, diba, alam mo yung delayed gratification test, hindi pong, sige, it's either you eat that marshmallow, pero one marshmallow lang, pero if you wait for 10 seconds, you get 2 marshmallows.
Yun.
Doon mo na te-test kung kayang maghintay kung merong emotional quotient yung bata.
Yan.
Tama ba? Kung kaya maghintay for a better, benefit. Right? What do you think about that, coaches? About YOLO?
And most of the time, pagdating sa YOLO kasi, ito yung mga individuals or mga Filipinos or even millennials or even mga young adults na hindi pa na-test yung kanilang financial capabilities. Mm-hmm. Ibig sabihin, hindi nila naranasan na saan ako kakain next. Nasanay sa comfortable living. Okay naman. Nandiyan naman si mama, si papa.
Yeah.
Pag binipit, madaling humingi kay nanay, kay tatay, di ba? And a lot of people experience
that. There's no sense of urgency.
Walang sense of urgency.
I've also experienced that, Coach Ron, tsaka Professor Sai.
Really?
Meron ka ng sweldo, may allowance ka pa kung kailan na gusto.
Yes, ang sarap naman nun, di ba? Merong
experience ko yun.
When may sweldo na, may sahod pa.
Yeah, when I started working, dun sa first first year natin sa Berkeley Family First, pag wala na akong pera, nay, hingi naman po ng
baon.
Ng baon, allowance. So, there's that sense of...
So, feeling mo, parang naglalaro ka lang.
Kasi pag binipit ka, wala kang pera, pwede kang humingi. And that's a big problem right there. Kasi pag hindi mo na-experience talaga na, alam mo yun, magipit, wala kang matakbuhan, maraming Filipinos hindi matututo hanggang sa pagtanda. Ang masaklap dyan, pag matanda ka na, doon mo naranasan, doon mo palang na-realize na kailangan magbago, doon palang nagkaroon ng critical illness yung nanay, tatay, wala kang matakbuhan, hindi kayang bayaran yung bill, hindi mo san, oh my gosh, it's a huge headache pag hindi naranasan. Kaya, very fortunate guys, if you guys are experiencing hardships right now and you're still young, you appreciate those hardships because it will it will kickstart your financial quotient. Hindi ko alam kung merong if there's a, such a
maganda yan coach shift no financial quotient actually
financial quotient yung maturity.
Maturity.
What do you think about that, Professor Sai?
Yes, actually ako ang take ko diyan siguro because my real mom passed away when I was 4 years old. At nung lumalaki ako noon, ang lagi kong tanong, bakit ganun? Yung mga ibang mga kaibigan ko, may mommy, nandiyan yung daddy niya. Well, my dad is so busy talaga eh. He's an executive of the government. Eh. But naiintindihan ko naman yun. Then I realized, sabi ko, there was a bigger reason pala. Kasi at that time, natuto akong maging independent. Yan. Parang piniprepare pala ako ni Lord na maging independent. Sabi ko nga, di ba, at grade 6, I was already selling newspapers. But equally important to that is naniniwala ako at I hope if you can what's your comment on this one, especially for those who are listening, hindi pwedeng hindi mahirapan ang bata kasi pag ang bata hindi never nahirapan, hindi yan magsisikap eh.
Yeah.
Pero pag ang bata nahirapan, okay, ano yan eh, magkakaroon ng awareness, ng maturity kasi since nahirapan siya, iisipin niya, ayoko na mangyari sa akin to.
Right. Yeah.
Yan, 'di ba? Yun pala yun. Yun pala yung preparation na yun. So guys, for those who are listening, may ganun ba kayong experience? Kasi Coach Ron, I really like yung mga life stories mo nung nagsimula ka noon, 'di ba? Paano nawalan ka ng ganito, ganyan.
You know,
it's very inspiring.
Siguro, 'di ba, iba-iba kasi tayo talaga ng ng family background, you know. Opo. We're never rich. Especially nung nagka, di ba, nung natapos na kami, nagka-work-work na, nagkahiwa-hiwalay talaga kami.
Opo.
Magkakapatid. We really had to, bihira kami yung tipong, uy, kuya, bigyan mo naman ako ng ganito. I mean, bihira, bihira. We have to make kaya on your own. So medyo, though hindi ako madaling naging mature when it comes to my own money, I had to learn it the hard way pa din. Pero yung mindset na YOLO coaches.
Opo.
Minsan kasi nandun yan dun sa mindset na most of them hindi meron, for example ganito, hindi namin sinasabi na bawal mag-enjoy.
Yun, oo.
Diba? Ang masama lang Coach Jeff is kumari ang budget mo pang-koron lang. Pero ang ginawa mo this year, nag-koron ka, nagpunta ka ng Boracay, tapos punta ka ng Japan. Di ba? Ano ba yun? Tapos back to zero balance ka na naman.
Yun, oh.
Diba? There's the issue there, right? Or yun, kailangan mong utangin yung pang ano mo. That's what
pang-travel mo, no?
Worse.
Para lang ma-sustain yung ganong klaseng
para makasabay
lifestyle,
ka.
No?
Diba, no, Coach? No? Yung makikisabay ka dun sa mga kaibigan mong may ipon. Na kaya nila mag-travel tapos ikaw wala kang pan-travel pero since nandun peer pressure, sige mangutang na lang ako.
Yeah.
Tama ba?
Which goes to saying na yung mindset na YOLO is also because of your circle of friends. You're surrounded with people na with the same mindset. Therefore, syempre, tama, naano ka rin, nahihikayat ka rin na gano'n na rin yung mindset mo.
Yeah.
Kasi
yeah.
With the circle of friends, just imagine, if you're in a circle na lahat sila ang pinag-uusapan, investments, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, hey, did you see my UITF? Yung mga gano'n.
Yun, oo.
There's another. Malamang, yun din ang magiging mindset mo. So you take a look at the circle that you're in. Diba, ano ba usually yung pinag-uusapan nyo? Do you guys talk about business all the time? Do you guys talk about this one all the time? Diba? Do you guys talk about this one all the time?
Kasi whatever you focus on, that is magnified.
Yeah.
Yun, diba? Yun doon nagpo-focus talaga. Oh.
That's right. So you have to consider that as well.
Okay.
Right. So sabi dito ni Mike Angelo Dalagan Miguel, sabi niya, it is a part of our Filipino culture to give back, but we must also consider proper money allocation in order for us to set aside a fund for our goals. It is hard. I'm experiencing it also. My salary is not enough. That is why I always look for additional income. Breadwinner here. Yun.
Congratulations.
Breadwinner din, no?
I think, Coach, ano, yeah, no? We have to congratulate that person kasi, ano ba, bihira kasi, Coach, eh, yung sa, as Pinoy, yung meron kang side hustle.
You know.
Ooh. Sa panahon ngayon, kailangan may side hustle ka.
That's right.
Right, diba? Right. Tama.
Diba? Pero pag napunta naman tayo sa abroad, laging dalawa trabaho natin. Diba? Oh. Pero pag nasa Pilipinas tayo, 'di ba? Mas mabuti na 'yung ano kaysa ano 'yung mas ano 'yung kasabihan ng coach.
'Di ba 'yan ng tamad, 'wag lang pagod. Ano? 'Di ba? Oh, ganung reasoning eh, no?
Yung mindset kasi 'yung Filipino na pag may trabaho, 'yun na. 'Di ba? Masyado na akong busy dito, hindi ko na kayang ano mag-entertain ng iba. Tapos gipit lagi. Without realizing na kung 'yung sweldo mo ngayon hindi talaga kasya, it is your responsibility to find another source of income to add on para masuporta mo yung obligasyon mo. Hindi yun, pwedeng aasa lang tayo dun sa isang sweldo tapos magre-reklamo tayo dahil hindi kasya. There's always a way. Find that way.
And Coach Jeff, Coach Ron, sa atin ba si ABC, meron ba tayong ganun training that we can actually help them, whether you are a financial advisor or clients of a financial advisor? Meron ba tayong ganun training, Coach Jeff, on how they would be able to properly manage yung cash flow nila? Yes, Coach Jeff. Yes.
That's right. Tinuturo din natin yung proper mindset, proper money management techniques dun sa ating Master Closer Blueprint Workshop. Yung Master Closer Blueprint Workshop na yan, even if you're not a financial advisor, mm-hmm. you attend that workshop, oh my gosh, magbabago yung ano mo.
Oo nga.
Yung mindset mo when it comes to your, you know, reaching for your goals and at the same time organizing your cash flow, ganito pala dapat. Mm-hmm. And the techniques, you would be able to use it even if you're not a financial advisor, sa different areas of your life,
mm-hmm.
kahit sa nanay, tatay mo, sa asawa mo, sa girlfriend mo, boyfriend, pwede mong gamitin.
Mm. Alam mo, Coach, ha? Meron ano eh.
Yes, Coach.
Coaches, meron isang ano, after nung session natin, nung open class, may nag-PM sa akin, nagpapasalamat. Sabi niya, Coach Ron, Coach niya, Coach Jeff, ano, I just want to thank you kasi binali ninyo ang mindset ko.
Oh, wow.
Binali daw natin yung mindset niya. Kasi he was about to give up. He's a leader, by the way, no? He's a leader. He's okay. About to give up. Pero hindi niya pwedeng pakita yung emotions niya sa mga teammates niya na nahihirapan siya.
Yep.
And attending the Master Closer Blueprint, you know, parang biglang na for some reason, sabi niya, nabago yung mindset niya na dapat talaga ito yung ginagawa. And ngayon, sobrang empowered siya. Diba? And it's always been a life-changing moment for most of our participants, no? Coaches, no? Okay. Pero going back. Ito yung next na mindset na kailangan natin i-discuss. Kaya ako, I truly believe na, again, ang topic natin is, why don't Filipinos invest?
Okay.
They don't invest because of the mindset of scarcity.
Yun,
tama, no? Mm-hmm. Yung tipong coach
pa
says,
that I have.
You hit it home.
Ito na lang yung sweldo ko eh. Pag tinabi ko pa dyan, tapos ito lang, di ba, meron pa naman ako sweldo eh. Meron pa naman ako kikitain for the next, yeah, you know, 30 years. Next time na lang ako, ano, kasi kulang pa eh. Alam mo yun, laging kailangan nilang iniisip na pag malaki na lang yung pera. Tama ba? Not knowing na if you are not faithful with little, you cannot be faithful with a lot more.
Yan, oh. Very, tama yan. Ba? Very scriptural yan. Tama ka doon, Coach. Ano, Coach Ron.
So, yung scarcity, yung mindset na, ano, may limiting belief tayo, coaches. Diba? What do you think about that?
And mapapansin nyo, guys. Sige, go ahead, Professor. Mamaya.
Sige, Coach. Maganda yung sinabi ni Coach Ron regarding scarcity. Kasi bumalik pa rin siya sa mindset natin na, ba't naman ako mag-invest? Ito nga, parang kulang pa sa akin eh. Diba? Kasi may mga gastusin ako eh. So, tsaka because of the scarcity mindset, ang thinking din nila, pati ang insurance, gastos din. Would you agree with that, Coach Jeff? Sige, Coach Jeff.
Yeah, kasi may mindset din kasi na 5 years ago, kasya lang talaga yung kinikita ko. 5 years later, kasya pa rin lang talaga yung kinikita ko. Nabuhay naman ako. Okay naman ako. Wala naman nangyari. Okay naman. Kaso pag nagbawas pa ako dito, baka hindi ko nakayanin. Meron kasing tama yung scarcity effect na pag binawas to, yun na mayayari. Pero napansin mo, every year, tumataas naman talaga ang sweldo. Maybe 3%, swerte mo na pag 3%, 2%. May 13-month pay ka, dumadating. Pero 5 years later, marirealize mo, Teka, wala pa rin akong ano, nabibuild. Yeah. Wala pa rin akong ipon.
I'm still wala pa rin investment.
Wala pa rin akong investment.
Parang ilang New Year's resolution na yung sinabi mo, dapat meron ako 100,000
sa mag-invest ako. Dapat.
And tama ka, Coach Ron. Tsaka Professor Sai, the mindset is, mag-ipon ako 50,000.
Yeah,
pagdating ng December. Mag-ipon ako 100,000.
Oo.
100,000. Pagdating ng 100,000, pat, yes! Bibili na ako na. And then back to start na naman. Diba? Yun yung nagiging cycle. Ang tendency, magmamadali kang maghanap ng easy investment. Kaya nagiging target ng scammers and ang ending. Pero pansin mo, mas nag-i-invest pa sila dun sa easy, quick scheme na money na nakikita ba talaga ako dyan? Only to find out na scam sila rather than investing
regularly,
long-term, gradually,
long-term, legal, diba? Tama.
Kaya maraming kasi,
minsan kasi ang mga Pinoy coaches, pag legit ay paniwalaan, pag chismis pinaniniwalaan.
Yun. 'Di ba? Parang pag legit yan, maraming dahilan sabi ako, wala nang extra eh. Pero pag narinig nila chismis, uy si ganito, pero siyang bagong ganyan kasi ganito. Mag-invest din ako. 'Di ba? Without even verifying eh. 'Di ba? And yung favorite expression ni Coach Chef, I've been had. 'Di ba? patay ka na. Diba? You've been had.
Right. Again, one of the reasons, coaches, siguro is, yun nga, it's the lack of knowledge. Yun yung sinasabi kanina ni Prof. Sai. Kasi nga, ang mindset kasi ng Pinoy, basta kasya sa sweldo, go.
Go. Diba?
Tama ba? Pag nakita kung kasya sa ATM, go. Walang allocation. Tama ba, no, coach? No?
Yes.
And meron din mga financial advisors na nagtuturo ng ganun, di ba? Pag nag-financial planning, pag nag-FNA, sige, ma'am, magkano po yung gastos po ninyo? Ma'am, ito po yung sobra. Without really finding out, hey, ano ba yung proper allocation ng mga gastos mo?
That's right.
Tama ba? So, very, very important you have to find out, hey, ano ba yung pang long-term mo? Meron kang dapat pang long-term investments. Meron kang pang short-term savings mo or pang enjoyment mo. Binabudgetan dapat yun.
Yeah, hindi
pwedeng, oo.
Minsan kasi, Coach Ron, tsaka Professor Sai, tama, minsan ang mindset ng financial advisor, ito, expenses, and then whatever is left, you save, di ba? Meron silang mindset na, Mr. Client, napansin mo, ang total expenses mo, dun sa obligation mo, nasa, 92%.
Wow.
Mr. Client, meron ka pang 88% dito na, na hindi mo nagagalaw, invest mo na yan. Without knowing, tama ba yung it's there. Hindi pwedeng obligasyon.
Kailangan ayusin muna yung
ayusin. Tama.
Ayusin. Kasi hindi siya magiging coach hindi siya magiging sustainable even if ma-motivate mo yung client mo na kumuha today.
Yeah.
It's not a good client to have. Very, very important yan. May nakalimutan ako coach. Which is very important din.
Habang iniisip mo, Coach Ron, kaya mapapansin nyo guys, when it comes to investing, marami pa rin trabaho ang mga financial advisors. We still have a long way to go to educate Filipinos.
Correct.
Diba? Coach Jeff, right. ito na, bago akong makalimutan.
Alala mo na.
Sige, Coach.
This is especially true with business people, especially kung parang gusto mo mag-business pero you failed in having succeeding in the business because of one thing. And this is very biblical, Prof. Sai.
Yes, Coach.
Yung tipong binigyan ka ng seed ni Lord. Meron kasi tinatawag na seed, di ba? Binhi. Para itanim mo.
Okay.
Para itanim mo, para umani. Tama ba? That's business, di ba? Para umani, yung fruits, yun yung ibebenta mo. Right? Ang problema, most of Filipinos is, pag binigyan ka ng binhi, at namunga yan, kinakain mo pareho.
Oh, wow.
Yung binhi, tsaka yung prutas. Ibig sabihin, di ba, yung hindi talaga siya umiikot ng tama. Di ba? And most, di ba, businessmen right now, Coach Jeff, no? Pag sinabi mo na kumiipon sila, sasabihin nila kung yung business nila. Mm. Which is, hindi yung masabi na ipon kasi, inventory mo yun eh. Pinaikot mong pera yun eh. Isa lang ba yun? Tama ba? Di ba dapat magkaiba yun? And yung mindset na, di, ba't ko naman ako mag-i-invest dyan? Meron naman akong business.
Oo nga.
Diba? So, alam mo yung tipong umiikot siya, pero kinakain mo din. Hmm. Diba? So, I think one, those one of the things na sayang eh, businessman pa naman, malaki yung cash flow na pwedeng i-generate. Yun nga lang, isa lang yung pinupuntahan, inventaryo. Kaya, that is true enough, di ba, nung pandemic, kina mo, ilang businesses yung nawala. Tama? Wala. Because remember, sales is all, di ba, pag para magkapera, kailangan ng hindi lang inventaryo, kailangan dyan, may benta.
May benta.
That's the sad.
And Coach Ron, I'd like to mention yung natutunan ko sa'yo sa MCB na cash is king, but we have to protect also the king.
Yan.
Diba yun?
Tama po. Very, very important.
Right.
Okay, ano ba yung solution natin?
Yan, sige, yan.
Let's talk about solutions, coaches.
Let's focus on solutions. Yan. Kasi nabanggit na natin yung problema. Number one, yung mindset. Cultural, tapos mindset. Of course, yung YOLO. Tapos number three, ano nga nabanggit ko kanina? Tatlo yun eh, Coach Jeff eh. Coach Ron eh.
Yeah. Yung scarcity.
Scarcity mindset. Yan, tama. Scarcity mindset. Ngayon, ano naman yung solution natin? Let's dwell
on
the solution.
Ano yung magagawa natin as financial advisors, diba, para we can make an impact dun sa generation natin na, diba, na at least alam mo, yung tipong after one generation, coaches, no, yung tipong more than half of the Filipinos. Kasi ngayon, coach, wala pang 10% mga Filipinos ang nag-i-invest. Tama ba?
Wow! Imagine, no? And, wala pang 10%, Coach Ron, Coach Chef. So, meron ka pang 90% na possible market, no?
Yes. Yep.
Laki pa pala, no? Sige, Coach Ron, continue.
And it's really important that you have to put that in our responsibility. Every client that I face is an opportunity for me to change someone's mindset.
Yan.
Diba? Because remember, kung ano yung mindset, yun ang magiging resulta. That's right. Diba? Hindi kasi mahalaga yan, magkaroon tayo ng goals. Pero ang magiging resulta ng ginawa natin is not about the goals, it's about the habits that we form para ma-reach natin yung goals na yon. Tama ba, coaches?
Yun.
No?
Love it.
So, very important, no? You have to have a very good financial advisor. Kailangan merong system. System na, maituro sa mga clients natin. And coach, ano ba yung the best system na kaya ba nating tumulong? Ang tanong.
Yan.
And ano yung matutulong natin?
Yan. So, ang it's extremely important, guys, to equip yourselves with the right techniques, the right strategy, so that you can help a lot more Filipino families para mawala doon sa scarcity mindset, mawala doon sa YOLO mindset, at mawala na rin doon sa
sandwich generation. Oh, yeah.
Diba? So we've tailor fit master classes for you guys para naman maka-reach out ka sa mas maraming Filipinos, no? Meron tayong master closer blueprint.
Yan, maganda nga 'yan.
Become an ABC graduate, 'di ba? Coach Ron, pag natutunan ba nila tong master closer blueprint workshop na to, ano ba yung mga benefits na to para sa isang financial advisor?
Okay, fantastic. Kasi you know what, kanina 'di ba, pinag-usapan natin bakit ang mga Pinoy hindi nag-invest. Okay. Oh. If you invest on the Master Closer Blueprint, number one, matututunan nyo po, di ba, how to close deals in one sitting. Ibig sabihin, we're gonna equip you kung paano mo matuturn around yung kliyente mo. Kind of anong objections yan. We're gonna teach you how to handle objections like a pro. Di ba? Objections like, yan, yung mga tipong, hindi ko pa naman kasi kailangan yan, nandiyan pa naman si mami, or tsaka na lang, pag lumaki na sweldo ko, those sorts of stuff. We're gonna also teach you, ito mahalaga coach, we're gonna teach them personal money management. Diba? Ano ba ituturo mo sa kliyente mo on how to properly allocate your resources para mahabang nag-iipon siya long term, nakakapag-enjoy pa rin siya. Diba? Meron pa rin siyang, makakapag-enjoy pa rin siya. Hindi yan tipong, Mr. Client, kailangan diba? Mag-invest ka kasi ganito. Lahat yun ang sinasabi. Pero this time, di ba, you're gonna teach them how to enjoy their money guilt-free, di ba? Nice. Kasi hindi naman masamang enjoy ang pera basta within the budget, di ba? So, turuan natin sila kung paano mag-budget. Ano pa? We're gonna teach them how to, very, very important dito, yung how to get prospects on, 'di ba, na yung push strategy natin, coach, 'di ba, na yung tipong hindi mo kailangan sabihin na may insurance ka na ba, kasi ang laging sagot diyan, meron na, o kaya tsaka na lang. Tama ba, coach? Diba? Kasi remember, pag yan ang sinabi mo, para ka nag-aalok ng biogesic sa taong hindi naman masakit ang ulo. Iinom ka ba ng biogesic nang hindi masakit ang ulo mo? Siyempre hindi. Tama ba? There is a proper way of doing prospecting or approaching people. We're gonna teach that in that masterclass. 2 days po yun. Ang good news dito, coaches, is that 2 days na yan is Saturday, Sunday. So kung part-timer po kayo, walang problema.
Yun.
You can attend.
If you would like to enroll, send us a message. We'll provide the details and send you the link.
That's fantastic. Okay. So, we had a very fantastic evening, coach. No? Very nice topic, and I hope you learned a lot.
And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C.
Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember,
always be close!